The following program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
Portions of the following program may be pre-recorded.
I am Pastor Ernie Sanders, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. My radio broadcast, What's Right, What's Left, is coming up right now.
From Independence, Ohio.
We changed our life for the better in many different ways.
Heard around the world every Monday through Friday.
Pastor Sanders is always years ahead of the rest of the media, telling you exactly what they're covering up.
This is What's Right, What's Left.
I tune in every chance I get to hear exactly what's going on with the voice of the Christian resistance.
Unabashedly cutting through the rhetoric by exposing the hard topics facing our society and world.
A lot of the other news media don't pick up the news items like he does.
And bringing to light the enemies of freedom who are out to steal your rights, your children, and enslaving you.
You really get the truth out. I can tune into your show and hear the unvarnished truth. Thank you.
This is What's Right, What's Left with Pastor Ernie Sanders.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of What's Right, What's Left. I'm Radio Pastor Ernie Sanders, and again, we always say on this 28th day of March, this is the voice of the Christian resistance. And boy, do we have a lot to talk about tonight. Seems like that's always the case. But we have with us on the dial, with a smile, none other than Mighty Andrew.
That's right, Pastor. I am here.
Yep. And then way out yonder in Missouri, we've got Pastor Joe. Pastor Joe, are you there?
You're not going to say anything bad before you're just going to say Pastor Joe and that's it?
Well, what if I just say, like, we have poor old...
You're not going to insult my meal or anything like that?
I thought about that. You know, if the folks out there all listening right now, if they were just, everyone would just close your eyes and picture Joe riding that mule. You know, I've pictured that many times.
Okay. Now I feel better. All I have to say tonight... I'm redeemed through his infinite mercy, his child, and forever I am. Glad to be with you, boss.
Well, glad to have you there. What you just said is a whole lot better than saying, well, I'm an old toothless hillbilly, that's for sure. Right?
Well, it depends if I, you know, I can put them in, you know.
All right. Okay. There you go. I better get going before I get more people mad at me. See, now, if my wife heard me saying this stuff, she would say, do you hear what you just said? You know? But,
we've been going at it for years, so I think, you have to laugh. But there's enough bad stuff that you have to have some humor.
Yep, you got to have a sense of humor. You got to.
Got to.
Yeah, now, do you remember what the title of the message was?
Well, it's a long one. How to avoid being left behind, which is big, 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 and what to do if you are left
behind. Right. So
right.
We're going to pick it up tonight. We start in Luke chapter 21, and we start with verse 34 through 38. So why don't you go ahead and read that?
Will do. And... take heed to yourselves, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with surfeiting and drunkenness and cares of this life, and so that the day come upon you unawares. For as a snare shall it come on all them that dwell on the face of the whole earth. Watch ye therefore and pray always, that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man. And in the daytime he was teaching in the temple, and at night he went out and abode in the mount that is called the Mount of Olives. And all the people came early in the morning to hear him in the temple, for to hear him.
All right, so now here, we see that he's speaking, and, well, the apostles are there. He's speaking to the apostles, but there are many other people there. Now, but he's speaking of a time when he said all of these things come to pass, a time of the tribulation period. And so here, when he says to this, there are those saying, well, what he was saying applied to the apostles, and that was, you know, for that time. But no, if you read the previous verses, he's clearly speaking about the coming tribulation period, right?
Right.
So now, when he says, now take heed to yourselves, lest any times your heart be overcharged with surfeiting and drunkenness and cares of this life. Do you think that would have applied to the apostles?
I think it applies to anyone. There were things going on with the Roman Empire and the worship of other gods. They had all their craziness going on just like we have. And I think it applies to all, yeah. I mean, he had
okay.
just the betrayer with him.
Yeah, but he's saying this, and so that day come upon you unawares. Now, he's talking about when he comes back, okay?
Right.
Now, then he says, for as a snare shall it come upon them that dwell on the whole face of the earth, which you therefore, watch you therefore, and pray always. Now listen very carefully, and this is how you know he's not addressing this directly to the apostles, that you may be accounted worthy to escape all of these things that shall come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man. So what do you think that means when he says to be counted worthy? He was referring to one thing in particular.
Well, to be worthy would be to save, to be born again, that you would be born again and ready to, that you've accepted Jesus as Lord and Savior, and you will be, you know, one of his children he will call home.
Okay, so he says that you'd be found worthy to escape all of these things, to escape all of these things during this tribulation.
All of the tribulation.
Now, wait a minute, but now see, he knew that as apostles, he knew their future. He knew that they were going to be crucified.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so he knew that.
Crucified is death, but that's still not, you know, they still end up in heaven.
Well, that's true, but why would he be warning them to be found worthy, to be found saved, to escape these things that he knew when he knew that they weren't going to go through the tribulation period? He knew what their end would be, right?
Well, they're also going to be teaching others who are going to be, they were going to be writing scripture, they were going to be passing the word on to us today. People 100 years ago, 1,000 years ago, and that they would totally understand exactly how important this was.
So Jesus said in Matthew that heaven and earth will pass, but my words will what? Never pass away, right?
Never pass, right.
So he knew that we would be reading these words today, didn't he?
Well, he said that right in verse 33 of chapter 22, or 21, heaven and earth shall pass, but my word shall not pass away.
Okay, so now here, when we take a look at God's Word, we see it is not in chronological order, okay? If you try to understand or study it in chronological order, you're going to have a dog's breakfast of doctrine. You can't do that.
Right. You have to put everything in perspective, so to speak.
Okay, so do we see current events and eschatological future events overlapping each other? In other words, actually from verse to verse?
Well, we get types and shadows. Different things are forbearing of things to come. He ties it all together.
Okay, so for 2,000 years, this is what you'll hear. You've heard people say often. I mean, you know, you hear it all the time. For 2,000 years, you Christians have been telling us that your Jesus will come back and take you to heaven, and it's going to be so nice. Everything will be just perfect. You'll have more free stuff than even the government can give you. Okay, and so, so what is wrong with that statement? Did Peter speak to that?
He said, you know, if you were a follower, well, Jesus actually spoke to it. He said, if you, as they persecute me, they will persecute you. So he's not telling us we're going to have a bed of roses.
Okay.
We're going to have trials and tribulations and problems. In fact, we may have more than other people would.
So if we read verse 36 again, watch you therefore and pray always that you be counted worthy to escape all of these things. So that is quite an important verse when it speaks to the tribulation, the church going through the tribulation period, isn't it?
Well, the church isn't going to be there. He doesn't want his children to go through. They've already been saved from the tribulation is for the purification of the Jews and the bringing judgment on those that God has already condemned.
All right, so here, again, so that's one of the most overlooked verses in all of Scripture, but it's the key that really unlocks the mystery of the pre-trib rapture, isn't it?
It sure is, and that's why he's making it so important to them when it says, even he's speaking to them, take heed to yourselves. They needed to understand this clearly. When they were teaching and preaching, they needed to warn us today. Well, they needed to warn the people they were speaking to, but as they wrote the Bible, they realized it had to be clear to us today what Jesus was telling them.
All right, so today, worldliness has entered into the church to such a degree. Remember what Miss Oldstein said. She said, it's not about God, it's about us.
Mm-hmm.
And remember what Klaus, what's his name, had just said, and his minion. Klaus Schwab. He said, there is no God that lives above the clouds. It's not about God. It's about us.
That we've heard that phrase before from many leaders, dictators.
Now, when we take a look at the apostate liberal church, let me ask you a question. Today in the apostate liberal church, which is more desired? Which is more desired, okay? Sexual sin, the LGBTQ, abortion rights, pedophilia, witchcraft. All right, which is more desired, that or the worship and obedience to God?
Sin is much more to be desired. The pleasure principle, money, power. God wants to give you your share now, which is just the opposite of what the Bible says.
Okay, so let's just say that you were watching Joel Osteen or one of these other prosperity preachers, and you were the cameras were focused on all the people in the stadium there, where all of a sudden the rapture of the church takes place.
You'd never know it. You wouldn't know anything if you were watching that. You wouldn't realize anything had happened.
So if you were to ask, one of those prosperity preachers about what do you think would happen if the rapture took place during your service, do you think his answer might be, I hope it's after we take up the offering?
You know, that's an interesting question. I would love to see the face of somebody really ask that. I would love to see them try and answer. I really would.
Well, I would ask that.
I'm sure you would.
Yeah.
But I'm also sure most of those people wouldn't let either one of us anywhere near them.
No, I know.
I mean, I'm positive of that.
All right, let's go to 1 Thessalonians chapter 4.
All right.
In 1 Thessalonians chapter 4.
I think it's 13 through 18.
Yep, that's what it was. Go ahead and read it.
But I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that ye sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. For this we say unto you, by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God. And the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words.
All right, so here he says, you know, I don't want you to be ignorant, brother, concerning them which are asleep, that you sorrow not even as others which have no hope. For we believe that Jesus...
Those that are in Christ, the dead, those that are asleep, they're dead, but they are spiritually alive in Christ.
Well, their body is dead, but their spirit and soul are with the Lord, huh?
Right.
Now, when he says this, remember what we just read, what Jesus just said over in Luke 21 about pray that you'll be worthy to stand before the Lord?
Right.
Now, here, read verse 15.
For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep.
Okay, so now here, when that happens, as we see, we know that the Lord comes back. He doesn't come back to earth. He comes back to the first heaven.
Right.
And those that are alive in him, first those that are dead in him shall be caught up first. And in the air, they will be reunited. Their bodies and soul will be risen together and given glorified bodies. And so then those that are alive will be changed in an instant and given a glorified body. Now, so this, they'll be standing before the Lord there. And then later on, we see that there's a Bema Seat judgment. And that judgment's for Christians. And again, they're standing before the Lord again, aren't they?
Yes, but they're to receive their crowns and treasures.
Okay, so when we go back to verse 15, for this we say unto you by the word of the Lord. This we say unto you. So is he telling you, now remember who wrote this, right? It was Paul, right?
Right.
So is he telling you that he was told directly by the Lord? He was told directly by the Lord.
Right, the Lord was his teacher, just like the other apostles. Christ was his teacher.
It was a little different, though. He was mentored for 3 years in the Arabian desert by the Lord, wasn't he?
Right.
And so
the apostles were with the Lord for about 3 years, so pretty equal.
Okay. And so he says, we which are alive and remain until the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. In other words, they'll go before we are. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, and with the voice of the archangel, and the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall raise first. So now here, a couple of things here. When we're talking about the shout, and we're talking about the trump, this is when the Lord returns, this trump is the sound that the trumpet makes, and it's going to be the first trump, isn't it? Well, it'll actually be the last trump of the first trumpet. So when the trumpet sounds, now this will be the first trumpet. We got many trumpets to go, because after this, there's a number through the tribulation period.
Right.
And so
it starts it all.
Okay. And so now he says this here, and that the voice of the archangel and the trump of God and the dead in Christ. So then this is the day of Christ, right?
Right.
So
the day of salvation.
So the day of Christ differs from the day of the Lord. It's not the same thing, is it?
Not at all. The day of the Lord is judgment. The day of Christ is salvation. He's coming to save his people. And we see that in Revelation 3, verse 10. Because thou hast kept the word of my patience, I will also keep thee from the hour of temptation which shall come upon all the world to try them that dwell upon the earth.
You're jumping ahead, okay.
Oh, well, I,
All right, here you go. Now, you see here, first of all, when we talk about the day of Christ, it always deals with Christ is the Messiah. He's the Savior. He's the Deliverer. He's the Redeemer. But now here, when we when the Lord refers to the day of the Lord, how does the day of the Lord refer to both judgment and wrath and also a blessing? It refers to three things: judgment, wrath, and also a blessing. If you turn over to chapter 5, and in chapter 5, now we look at the day of the Lord.
Right.
And so now, but it refers to judgment, and it refers to, but how does it refer to a blessing? It refers to a blessing because the those that are saved are not to be are not in that judgment.
Right. So they, okay, that's the blessing, yeah.
And okay, so
in a way, justice is coming for a lot of people that they think the world has been bad. You know, a lot of martyrs and stuff. In a way, it'll be a day of judgment.
Okay, also, well,
to them,
you know what
they
I think.
Away from it.
Yeah, I think we probably should stop here. I'm going to play a clip because we got. We'll pick it up tomorrow in chapter 5, and we'll take a look at what has taken place there because we have another message in chapter 5, and that would be verse 9, and we'll pick it up there. But, Mighty Andrew, would you play, you know, Joe, I've been warned. I get letters all the time from people, and they say, Pastor, be careful, because what we do, because of the stuff that we bring to people here. And I know that the people that are out there, those that are coming against Big Pharma, you've had over 100 people in the last 5 or 6 years, according to Dr. Peter Glidden, that have been killed off because right. they're exposing Big Pharma. And you have Brother Zaleski here, doctor, who, well, you can hear it for yourself. Go ahead, Andrew, and play that clip.
They have named their targets, and now it is time to put this into action.
Listen, first of all, I did confirm with Dr. Artis. He did receive a warning similar to mine.
From a different source? Did he receive his warning from a different source other than yours?
He didn't name the source, but it's consistent with the messaging that I got.
So potentially multiple sources are aware of this assassination hit list.
Yeah, I mean, it's not surprising. So first of all, let me just tell you how I'm approaching it. I mean, I am doing my due diligence, and I have security, and I'm armed, and I'm not the path of least resistance, let's put it that way. But I'm not going to change anything that I'm doing, and I'll tell you why. First of all, I have multiple dead man switches, which means that I have placed critical intel, which is going to be released anyway, but it's in the process of being vetted, on treatments that will eliminate the flu shot industry, that will provide treatment for RSV virus, will provide an option for smallpox, herpes, human papillomavirus, and chickenpox treatments, and also to mitigate the risks of the poison from these vaccines. All that research and technology has been already finished. It's going to be released after the vetting process that I have to put it through. But the data is there, and it's also placed in multiple places around the world. So if I disappear, the instructions are to release that immediately, flood the world with it, to every media outlet possible. Number one. Number two, I'm not afraid to die. I mean, we begin to die from the day we're born. And I've been at death's door 7 times in the last 4 years. So God has many ways to take me out of this world. It could be pulmonary artery sarcoma. I could not wake up at night, or it could be an assassin's bullet. It doesn't matter to me how I die. It matters to me how I live.
All righty. Okay. Well, there you go. Just so folks know what's happening out there. Again, one thing you can absolutely depend on the mainstream media, as they're called, is that they will lie to you, that the deception is unbelievable. They walk in lockstep. They walk in lockstep. They have the echo chamber, and they are not. There are no journalists left. I remember just recently hearing about Leslie Stahl being a journalist, and I just sat there and laughed. Anyhow, so here, folks, that's one thing you can absolutely depend on. Now, with what has taken place over the Ukraine, it's not a good thing. And it would have never taken place if Donald Trump was still in office. And the fact of it is, as you just had recently, and I'll be reading that, another Clinton bought and paid for federal prostitute. Another Clinton bought and paid for federal prostitute has just come out and said that Donald Trump was guilty of causing the January 6th. Well, Fed sanction. Actually, as you know, it was a deep state put on the FBI, and that was deep state operation. It was everything that you hear in the lamestream media is totally corrupted. There, I mean, as we go through this, and one of the part of the things that I'm talking about as I go through this, and this is we give a scenario that what should take place if the rapture has taken place and you find yourself left behind. And one part of that is that, you know, people, you'll notice immediately that a lot of your family and your friends are gone. But all of the media is still there. None of them are gone, okay? And so, there's a good reason for that. But anyhow, with that, Joe, we got like a whirlwind of news articles to get out, so let's really get working. I've got what I wanted to do right here. The Salvadorian president, Nayib Bukele, breaks silence, and he points out, now listen to this, the obvious on Biden regime, and here's what he says, the USA can't be destroyed so quickly unless the enemy is from within. What have we been telling people? It's not China, it's not Russia, it's not North Korea that is the biggest threat. It's the Deathocratic Communist Collective, the Biden cartel, the crime cartel in Washington, D.C. They are the biggest threat to America's freedom. Amen. And so,
been the enemy within. We've been, both of our careers, I think, since the beginning, warning about the enemy within.
He makes a point. He says, wide open borders, 2 million illegal immigrants flooding the country, and it looks like there's going to be about another million coming in soon.
He dropped some of the Trump rules that were in place, and he's going to stop those. And once he does that, it's going to be a complete free-for-all.
Surrender in Afghanistan, abandoning essential bases, arming the Taliban with $80 billion U.S. So he gets $80 billion worth of our weapons to our enemies. So who does that? Your enemy. And our enemy's there in Washington, D.C. Shutting down the energy sector, trying to destroy the economy. He's the one that empowered. It's Biden and the Communist Party here, the collective, the Nancy Pelosi's and them, that have empowered Putin. They empowered record spending, record inflation, nearly 10% annually, the highest gas prices in all of history, destruction of the First Amendment by big tech. Yeah, big tech is trying to shut down and silence everybody.
Right.
Corrupt media, gaslighting public. So corrupt. Unbelievable how corrupt the media is. Total destruction of the working class.
Inflation is double whatever they tell you. We went back and looked at the the formula they used in the 70s, and if we went back and used that same formula, we're way over double. When they say it's, you know, 9 point something, it's more than double that.
Yeah, and so it goes politicized and broken Justice Department. The Justice Department is corrupted. It's not, there is, we do not have an independent Department of Justice. It is simply a branch of the Democratic Communist Collective.
We don't have an FBI. We have a bunch of government, and an agency is now turned to investigating the citizens for the benefit of the government.
They're what we call dirty cops, huh?
Well, dirty cops.
Yep.
And actually, if we look at it, remember when the Ayatollah and all those people were screaming, death to America, death to America. They're not going to be the death of us. It is Joe Biden and the people pulling his puppet strings that are really the ones bringing death to America. They are destroying our money system. They have inflated the dollar to the point it's getting worthless. Like you said, they've destroyed our government. They've turned the State Department, the FBI, the Justice Department are all totally corrupt. So they pretty much destroyed our constitutional republic from within. They have really destroyed the original intent of the Constitution. Right now, the headlines in the financials, it's going to cost the average family $3,000 more this year because of Biden and his stupid policies. You know that the American people think the reason for inflation is government spending more money. Simply not true. Simply is true. The more money they throw into the economy, the less the money is worth. They are causing the devaluation of the dollar. And now Biden's talking about he wants to bring in a new form of money system. Why? Well, they're destroying the one we have. They want one that they can control even more.
Well, it's digital money. What that does, it takes away our America's status as a superpower because we're no longer going to be a financial superpower.
It'll be worse than that. But I think, you know, remember Biden said about Putin, this man cannot remain in power? I think the problem was he was talking about himself. This man, Biden, cannot remain in power. He is too evil, and he's an evil puppet. It's the puppet masters behind that are the most evil. These people cannot remain in power. They are the ones who are bringing death to America, and somebody's got to say it, whether the, you know, it's liked or not. They are bringing death to America.
We're going to play a clip in the second hour, and it's got to do with the laptop from hell and all of what's on there, and you're going to find out that how many from here, and some of these so-called conservatives that come out conservative, you know, but when it comes to doing the right thing, when they stood down, well, there may be a better reason for them standing down. Remember how we got after those people who, you know, like Tom Cotton, you know, I always thought he was a patriot until I saw what he did when he refused to back President Trump. And also, Blackburn, you know, I could not believe that Marsha Blackburn would do that. I always had the highest regard for her. And when she stepped back, and you wondered, what is wrong? Why would they not stand up? Well, there may be some very good causes and reasons when we play this tape, and I'm not saying that applies to these two, but we do know that it's not just the Democrats that were caught up in that money laundering scheme with what was taking place over there.
All right, but, and I've got two or three articles that'll back that up.
Well, here, Russian parliament chair calls for Joe Biden's impeachment over illegal funding of Azov battalion. Now, that Azov battalion I'm looking at right here, They're gathered together, and with all their military gear. And guess what their flag is? Their flag is the swastika. And as they're standing here, they're standing here, and they've got, you know, how the Heil Hitler, how you put your hands straight out?
Right.
And that's what they're doing. This is the Azov, and this is what Biden was funding them. Okay, the U.S. Congress must end the double standard and hold Joe Biden responsible, Volodin wrote in his official Telegram channel. There is no way around it if the United States wants to obey the rule of law. Well, you see, he's telling you the truth. According to Volodin, in 2017, the U.S. Congress passed a bill prohibiting supplying the Ukrainian Azov Battalion with American arms. Since Azov was designated a Nazi organization, Azov uses the same emblem as Adolf Hitler's 2nd SS Panzer Division, Das Reich. White supremacy and neo-Nazism are acceptable and have no place in, are unacceptable and have no place in our world. Representative Ro Khanna, the D from California, said in 2018, according to The Hill, I am very pleased that recently passed ominous bill preventing the U.S. from providing arms and training assistance to the Nazi Azov Battalion fighting in the Ukraine. And so here's what happened, Joe. You have in Ukraine, close to the Russian border, what is it, Domsky? You have a large population of Russian-speaking Ukrainians.
Right.
Well, these Nazis have been killing them. They're killing. And so, and in other words, and these people asked Putin, they begged Putin to come help them for help. And so Putin felt justified in saying, look, you know, these people, these are Russian. They want to come back to the motherland. So he felt justified in sending in his army, didn't he?
That and his desire to recreate the old USSR, the old Soviet, you know, the whole big empire. He's been saying that for years. You never noticed, we've talked in this radio program for as long as I can remember, the enemy tells you what they're going to do, and the world does not listen. The Fabian socialists said what they were going to do, and they did it. Nobody listened. The cultural Marxists put in writings what they intended to do. The world ignored them and didn't listen, and yet they've brought about a complete cultural revolution. So many of the, I mean, you go back to Karl Marx, you go, almost anything I can think of, Hitler, everybody said what they were going to do, the world ignored the warnings, they did it, and the world suffered. And here we have Putin all these years saying how he had this desire to put the Humpty Dumpty back together again like it was supposed to be, and he's been ignored by Europe, by NATO, by our country. You think, you know, over time, all they say, if you don't understand history, it will repeat itself, and you and I have been seeing that over and over and over again for more years than I want to count.
Well, here's the problem, too, is Putin is resisting the New World Order. He's standing
yeah,
against
it. He doesn't want it.
Right, and we don't want it either, okay?
No.
But and that's why the powers to be, the Antichrist world system, and that's what it is, the Antichrist world system, the New World Order, that's why they have to get rid of Russia. They have to take Russia down. The plans for a long, long time is to reduce the United States and Russia and make China the world superpower. And they've been planning on that for a very long time. And so here, U.S. government conducted biological. Now we've talked about this before, but I want to keep telling people, the U.S. government conducted biological experiments on Allied soldiers in Ukraine and Georgia. The documents show, the federal government says it is beefing up its military presence in Eastern Europe in order to protect its allies against Russia. However, internal documents show that what American protection actually means is, in practical terms, is to conduct horrifying biological experiments on Allied troops. It has been revealed that the Pentagon exposed 4,000 400 Ukrainian soldiers and 1,000 Georgian soldiers to biological experiments with potentially lethal outcomes, according to leaked documents. All volunteer deaths were to be reported within 24 hours in Ukraine and 48 hours in Georgia. Well, I do know what they've done in one of those labs. They were trying to come up with a virus that would destroy a nationality. In other words, that's what they Klaus Schwab's been talking about that too. In other words, you start a virus that you want to take out that will take out Russians, and that's what they were doing in that lab, and that's what these experiments were all about.
Well, China said the same thing. We did some reports from Chinese. I can't remember who the source was, but they were saying that was one of the things the Chinese wanted to do was make the viruses specific to certain cultures. And they were working on the same thing. And, it, you know, people need to wake up. That's some scary stuff when you've got governments, ours included, trying to all create different, you know, our country says, oh, we'll never use chemical weapons, but we're working on biological ones. And I don't think there's a dime's worth of difference between whether you drop a chemical weapon or a biological weapon on a people. To me, it's pretty much the same. Wouldn't you agree?
Well, usually the chemical weapons work much faster. Biological weapons take much longer. It's
but
usually
they create misery and death in the end, don't they?
Yeah, yeah. And so here, it's coming. Joe Biden casually says Russia is planning a cyber attack against the United States. Now, you know, there used to be a day. Now, if Trump was still in office, we could believe that. But with Biden and the deep state and with the way the FBI is, then we're very suspicious if they're going to say that. And then if there's a false flag, if they actually do it themselves, we can't trust them. We no longer have a government of the people, by the people. Our government now is against the people.
Yeah.
And so when Joe Biden last Monday joined the Business Roundtable CEO quarterly meeting, he discussed the United States' response to Russia's invasion. Biden mumbled through remarks and casually said, well, Russia's planning on a cyber attack against the United States. But you see, now we don't know because we can't trust this government if they're going to do it. If our own government or if the deep state would actually do that,
well,
I mean that's.
I did find something. There's a group called Anonymous. They are some world hackers. They're kind of like the white hats, the good guys. And according to some stories that they've put out on the World Wide Web, they had been messing with the Russian banks and the Russian military and communications and things like this. They'd been breaking into Russian communication, phone calls, all kinds of things, and putting stuff out there. So if Biden didn't hear about that, he figures the Russians are going to get mad and maybe blame us for what this group Anonymous is doing. We've never been able to find out who they are, but we've done a couple stories on them over the last 8-10 years. So there are possibilities out there.
All right, here you've got Wayne Root just returned from Mar-a-Lago, and he said, I have bad news for the Democrats, America haters, and the media. Trump is back, and he's talking about, I guess he spent some time with Trump. And he says he's got more energy than ever.
Yeah.
But the question is, can America last?
People are talking about trying to, when we win the 2022 election, they want to nominate Donald Trump as the Speaker of the House. You see, the Speaker of the House does not have to be an elected official. Most people don't know that. He can be anybody that they select. And they could select Donald Trump to be Speaker of the House for 2 years before the 2024 election. He can quit at the end and run for office for president after serving as Speaker of the House.
You know, it's an interesting thing because now you've actually got 38% of the Democrats are now saying, yeah, we knew that the election fraud, we knew that the election was stolen. Okay, they were afraid to say it before, but now, you know, it's pretty hard to deny.
Right.
And so,
actually, there's so many stories coming out on that. I've got a pile of stuff on that.
And, you know, the fake news media, the so-called, they have lost so much credibility. They have no credibility left at all. Okay, no believability at all. Okay.
Well, just let me give three. We can talk about it more later, but one headline, election board authorizes subpoena for evidence in 2020 elections, and they're talking about in Georgia, they are working special report, the stealing of the presidency, Newsbusters Rich Knows, and he's talking about the whole thing about how it was stolen and all the facts coming together more and more. It was a big story we'll maybe do tomorrow night. The Media Research did a big survey, and it's very interesting. They found out that about 82% of Biden voters were unaware of one or more key items that would have swung the election. And they say, you know, about 17% say they would have abandoned the candidate had they known the facts from one or more of these news stories, these five or six news stories. And according to this, just it's a survey that was done by the Media Research Company and a large polling firm. And basically it goes down, you know, burying Biden's bad news. They didn't know about the Hunter Biden and the laptop. And, you know, they listened to the wrong news. So there were so many things that they had not heard, but we can go into detail later. That's one story. And now we've got another one out today that when you said, according to John Lott, even Democrats believe there was voter fraud big time. And he has done a different kind of survey, and he found some of the same thing. There's a Rasmussen reports and survey, and it turns out that the Democrats wouldn't have voted had the truth been known, and they went and they did. They found out through statistics that those swing states were all fraudulent, and they can prove them by the counties that are surrounding the ones that had all the fraud and show the difference in total vote registration. It's a complicated story, but basically they're showing that there were hundreds of thousands of excess votes for Biden that really weren't done because they couldn't have been.
250,000 excess votes, okay, yep. That were.
And that would have changed several of the swing states, which would have changed the entire, election?
Yep. Which we knew that. And you know, and folks, these people, when the echo chamber came out, and just recently, Brett Baer was out again, lying again, about saying that the Arizona Senate did research, and they found no evidence of voter fraud in Arizona. That's got to be one of the biggest lies you've ever heard.
We did a story. There were quite a few different things they found.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, what do you mean they found nothing? There were several stories. I know we did them. I'd have to go to my computer file and look them up, but I know we did several on what they found.
And well, yeah, they found.
It's not true.
Yeah, they found them they erased. You know, hundreds of thousands of ballots that had come in were, okay, so, and again, you can count on the lamestream media. I'll say one thing for Brett Baer. When he looks in there, he really looks like he's there and he means that he's going to tell you the truth. But, you know, I'm just wondering what would happen, you know, if they were all given the little card to read, you know, when it's up there. That says to him, yes, I'm wearing pink underwear today. And, you know, they would read it and they would parrot it because, again, it's the echo chamber whatever the so-called narrative, whatever goes up before them for them to read off of, they'll say it. And they've got, in order to be in that media, you've got to lose all self-respect. You cannot, in other words, you have to be willing to tell any kind of a lie and then try to justify it, you know? It's just, you know, it just amazes me that people can do that. And
the big lies, like we know that the New York Times, the Washington Post, remember, they got Pulitzer Prizes for their Russiagate stories. And even now that that's all been proven false, they have not, they've refused to return those prizes. And if you go back and look, it's been the elite media is our enemy. They are basically the force behind the liberal left. They support everything the left does. They support every lie. In fact, they encourage and lead the lies, the deception. And they lie not only by twisting the truth, but by omitting the stories that they know that they couldn't spin. So we've got a worse, I think our media is as bad, with a couple exceptions, as the media in Russia. I mean, Biden was out there giving that speech about freedom and freedom and freedom. We don't have it here in America. We don't have a free press anymore. We have most of the population in the United States, in fact, that article I was just talking about, they didn't know all these stories. They didn't know the truth. They didn't know, or they wouldn't have voted the way they did. So we had people, we had a stolen election because of money, big media. What's his name in Silicon Valley, the big rich, the billionaire?
Mark
Zuckerberg. The Zuckerbucks, you know, and getting all those people to register for one party when they weren't supposed to do that and all that. I mean, our country is one of the most corrupt countries in the world, and yet we look at these other countries and we're pointing fingers. Ukraine's corrupt. Russia's corrupt. Well, look who's talking, folks.
Right. We've got the most corrupt, but the vast majority of people
don't know that.
Right. We've got a lot of la-la landers here in this country. I mean, a lot of them. And
they do not want to face the truth because the truth hurts, and it hurts me to tell it, but it's still, well, look at this. CNN anchor, stunned by staggering scope of Biden's border crisis. CNN interview the chief of Border Patrol. He's bracing for a staggering, 8,000 apprehensions a day. And this clip reporter, Patricia Alvarez, is looking, all of a sudden, she actually looked at talked to some of the people, did a interview with this guy. Then there was a CNN anchor, Brianna Keller, and they freaked out when they finally realized that, wait a minute, this is staggering. What's going on?
Joe, if they were to tell the truth, believe me, if they were to tell the truth, they would be fired. They'd be out of there in a heartbeat.
I'm going to watch this closely.
All right, we're going to be up. We'll be back right after this. Don't go away. Listen to this, and then we'll tell you what it's all about.
Thank you for listening to What's Right, What's Left, the voice of the Christian resistance. To support this ministry, head to wrwl.org. That's wrwl.org. Mail your donations to What's Right, What's Left Ministries, 14781 Sperry Road, Newberry, Ohio, 44065. If you missed part of tonight's program, you can check out the podcast at thewordcleveland.com. TheWordCleveland.com. Once again, thank you for listening and supporting What's Right, What's Left Ministries, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. The second hour is coming up next.